Horse.
Horse. Sunny horse.
It is a Sunday horse. You know, it's been raining a lot.
I did notice that, yeah.
And just like moisture causes mildew, what I say, you will do. Thank you so much, gang. If someone cured you of an ailment, lickety split, what do you do? You just go, huh, yeah, it worked. Yeah, thanks. Is that what you do? Or when you have a raging case of hiccups.
Raging, he says. Raging, he says.
Well, you had hiccups.
I did.
I go, here's what you do.
I'm not like one of the, you know, you read about these guys.
The reason you're talking
right
now.
That have done it for 10 years straight.
Interrupting.
Hiccups interrupt us.
Is because us.
I did what you said. Yeah.
I tell her, yeah, she did what I said because I said, exhale all your air,
mm-hmm.
then cover your nose and your ears.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that and waited. And she goes, yeah, it worked. All right, thanks.
Hiccups hate this one trick.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
What do you...
The country doctor. Like, what's Dolly Parton's doctor that she wrote that song about? Dolly Parton has a Dr. Richard S. Thomas.
Okay.
Thompson.
She's got a song about her doctor.
Yeah, and how he traveled. We made fun of it on one of the other shows. Actually, it was Too Charted
mm-hmm.
because she's talking all about this great man, and then you find out that he delivered her. Like, that's, it's like, well, we have to pay tribute to this man because he delivered me. Anyway, shout out to Dolly. She's the greatest. And she's got a new track on Beyonce's new album. Beyonce and Dolly.
Okay.
And Beyonce covers Jolene. Anyway, when the doctor came down into the holler.
And yes, right.
I mean, they thanked
Frog
him.
Frog holler
I mean,
whatever.
They gave him chickens. They gave him eggs. We're going to write a song about you. It was like, yeah, it worked. Thanks.
All right, well, I can give
be
you
on your way.
Here you go.
Kaboom. What? Holy crow. This is crazy.
What?
She's given me a box of Colgate
Optic White Stain Fighter Freshman Gel.
Toothpaste, right?
Yeah, it's toothpaste. What the fuck else would it be?
This is just crazy for several reasons.
Okay.
Number one, I just ran out of toothpaste.
Really?
Yeah.
Like this morning?
Yeah, like it's just now to where like...
You're doing the thing where you might have to cut the tube open?
Yeah, like, you know.
Cut and dip?
The native, use every part of the animal.
Mm-hmm.
And then also... I'm moving the tech museum.
Yeah.
Moving the tech museum at Dragon Manor down into the garage. One of the first things I uncovered was a Colgate fanny pack.
Wow. Synergy, dude.
Synergy. So shout out to that.
I mean, that's, you want to know how I got that?
Oh, yeah, with coupons?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is you don't have to hand it back to me. It's yours. I'm just gesticulating towards it.
Okay.
We got the, you know, sometimes I like to game the CVS extra bucks. I got my crazy coupon lady locked and loaded, checked it out. Cause sometimes I do somehow, I don't even know how I got in on this, but I'm on some sort of, message list where I can do like surveys for CVS and they give you like $5 extra bucks vouchers for doing them.
You're the ultimate data mine.
I'm sorry?
Like, these companies are trying to mine your data. You're the ultimate, like, $5.
Sounds good. But also, it's like, I guess, in a way.
Why not? I mean, they have your information anyway.
In a way, I'm giving them what they want, but also I'm not being forthright about myself. Do you know what I mean? It's
how
the
so?
Sort of thing where it's like you start doing the survey and it's like, oh, okay, I can get what kind of responses they want. I don't want to be kicked off and not get the $5.
Right.
So I'm just going to pretend like, you know, I love buying tampons.
You're what they call a bad
every
actor.
Week. Yes. But anyway, I got two of the $5 vouchers. I check Crazy Coupon Lady. What's popping off this week? They're like, you buy $20 worth of Colgate, you get $10 in extra bucks vouchers. So I'm like, okay, cool. I got the $10 voucher. I go in, I buy the 20 worth of Colgate, then I get 10 bucks back. So then it's like, I think it was like, I ended up paying, then there was like some other coupons. Oh yeah, then there were other coupons on the app too. Basically, end of the day, I ended up paying like $5 for six tubes.
$5 for six tubes?
Yeah.
Less than a buck a tube.
And they retail for, I don't know, four something?
Wow.
Kaboom.
That's impressive. Let me pay that forward by handing you this. Another rack of coupons.
Thank you so much. Ooh, Splenda. Ooh, CoverGirl. Ooh, Clairol. Ooh, Sally Hand. Ooh, IB Guard. Ooh.
What's IB Guard?
What is IB Guard? It is for abdominal comfort.
What?
Cramping, diarrhea, bloating, bowel urgency.
How about you don't eat a bunch of crud?
Gas.
Like, because I'm learning Spanish, I got this one radio station on where they're just always talking about health and some cream or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Some cream.
And it's just like, I don't know. That seems like one of those things. Oh, yeah, you got hypertension, like those weird names for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bloating. Is that because you just ate 17 hamburgers?
Let's not think about that. Let's just take something additional on top of that.
Do I have any food stories this week? Let me see. No. But
I do have a live read.
Okay, let's do that.
It's a continuation of a saga. Okay. The live read is a thank you. This is from Vegan Mama.
Hey, Vegan Mama. Perfect. Perfect. Get on the vegan diet. You won't need the ID guard.
Vegan Mama has been hitting me up all morning about some organic teething pads that I'm trying to sell for some sort of random baby carrier. It was like, would this fit on the Ergo? I'm like, it says it's designed to fit with any insert brand here carrier. And she goes, well, Ergo's a different brand. And I go, well, then I can't assure you that it will fit.
Right.
And she goes, do you know what the dimensions are? And I go, no, I'm not going to open the sealed package to tell you that.
Right.
And she says, thank you.
She hasn't bought it?
She's not going to, I mean, I doubt she's going to buy it.
Are you glad you interacted with her?
Oh, God. Jeez. I guess I'm not glad I interacted with Vegan Mama.
No.
FML.
I had some easy sales this week. Kenny G. At last.
There's nothing easier than that.
The Duets album, new factory sealed CD. Free shipping. Why'd I do that?
Why'd you do that?
Austin Stories, Suburgatory. Did get my mailers. Thank you so much.
Oh, kaboom.
And for that, I'll be giving you a mid-show load. I will be mid-show. I got a gift for you.
Love that.
Outside.
It's outside?
Yeah.
Is it in the trunk?
Possibly.
Okay. Mid-show. Is it going to be more VCRs?
And what else? Mid-show load. I mean, you have right of first refusal. If you don't want it, okay. I'll put it out in front of your curb.
On the rain-soaked weeds. Fantastic.
Well, listen, the sun has come out, and it's come out right here.
On this episode of Grift Horse.
Yeah, the sun's come out. People are buying Angie Tribeca.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm selling it way too low, but I'm going to incrementally raise my prices.
Did you take my advice of just instead of relisting it over and over and over again, having the listing be for 20 of them or whatever?
Your advice required effort from me. So what do you think?
I'm going to say the answer to that question is no.
I've been disappointing myself lately, and that's why this mid-show load has arrived. I'm in the penalty. I have not been maximizing my time, my listings, nothing. I've been slacking off, and so
I'm going to reap the bennies of that.
You're
going to
reap the bennies. I'm choosing circulation over stagnation. I go, if you had this much time to make money off of it, and you can't do it, let's give it to a real grifter.
Mm-hmm. Because you know what stagnation breeds? Disease.
Right.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. What's it called? What's that water? Brackish water.
Brackish water. If you're in the Los Angeles area and it's been raining a lot around you, make sure that you get rid of all that stagnant water that's piled up in chairs outside your house, etc., because if you don't do that,
you can't sit down.
Well, one, you can't sit down. Two, the skeeters are going to come.
Oh, you get skeeters?
Oh, yeah. You don't get skeeters here?
I get spiders.
I would rather have spiders than skeeters.
spiders stay in one general area.
And spiders also don't violate you while you sleep, while you eat, while you sit.
I'll be honest, there were some spiders in my bedroom that had probably been there a long time and never bothered me at all.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with a spider.
But then when you find out they're there, it's like you got to get rid of them. And they don't cooperate like an ant.
How long do spiders live? Do we know that?
I once made it a quiz question, how long do ants live? And we found the very surprising answer, up to 3 years. Spiders, I assume, could go longer because less, they just sit there.
The average lifespan of spiders is about a year, but it depends on the species.
Oh.
For example, the common barn funnel weaver has a life expectancy of up to 7 years. Black widow spiders can live for up to 3 years. Wolf spiders can live up to a year. And tarantulas can live anywhere from 10 to 30 years.
Well, tarantulas thick like an animal. You figure the more hardy they are,
yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in there.
To live.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But it sounds like the regular ones you see are, because they said common.
Common spider.
That goes longer than a year.
Yeah.
And you figure, what are they eating in the corner of a bedroom? You know what I'm saying?
What do spiders eat, period? Do they eat like
microbugs, I guess.
Or do they eat our skin that's sort of like fallen off?
Then why would they need to make a web to catch skin?
Okay,
they go for other bugs.
Right. But you're saying, what are the other bugs in your apartment that these spiders are sitting there for a year eating? Is basically what you're asking.
Yeah, because it's like, I can't see them, but they can. Whatever. I mean, maybe they just catch the random, you know, whatever, fruit fly or whatever the hell it is. Those things have the greatest sonar. It's unbelievable. You bring a banana into your place, those things will, they come from like, where do they come from? They figure it out. They got strong sense of smell.
Oh, you know, you can take advantage of that sense of smell and a way to catch fruit flies. Is get a little dish.
I did that. It didn't work.
Put some apple cider vinegar in it. Didn't work.
It didn't work that great. And then I would put it right near where they are. This must have been a different type. This must have been a different type of bug. Because I believe it works with fruit flies. It must not have been fruit flies or something.
Interesting.
Or some California breed. But anyway, back to the garage. I've declared the garage a living thing. And living things don't just take in things and bloat until, you know what I mean?
They got to digest.
And they got to expel.
Well, they got to digest and they got to take nutrients from the things that they're ingesting.
What's that mean?
You know what I'm saying? Well,
What does that mean with a garage? That we're selling what's in it?
Yeah. I'm saying my garage acquires sealed Suicide Girls DVDs.
And turns them into money. How many have you sold?
Three. So I sold one today.
The garage. I got one out the door. Old man.
I got one out the door going to Hawaii. Exotic.
Wow, you'd think in beautiful Hawaii it would already be beautiful enough
that you wouldn't need to sit in your living room with the curtains drawn watching softcore pornography on DVD. Chicks. Yeah.
But anyway, a living thing expels. So I was like, all right, every day something's coming out of that garage. Where's it going? Into the Dragonmobile. Who has right of first refusal? The master.
Kaboom.
So that's what's up. It's a spring cleaning. You know, as they say, non-summer is a beast. We fall into its mouth. We winter in its belly. And we spring forth from its anus into summer.
Why do we get a spring from its anus? Oh, because I guess it's consumed us.
Non-summer is a beast.
Beast. Non-summer is a beast.
We fall into its stomach.
We fall into
winter
its
in its belly.
Winter in its belly.
Spring forth.
Okay, into summer. That's it would have to. Okay. Now I understand. It's not that I didn't ever understand. No, okay. Okay.
Well,
fun parable.
Thank you so much.
It's a little blue for you, though. You're the guy that doesn't really like talking about.
What are you going to say?
Digestive
systems. What should I say? He poos it out. I mean, what the hell are you going to say?
Right.
Megan, speaking of sun and summer, you have
harnessed,
powered up your solar panels.
I have harnessed the power of the sun. I don't know how long ago this was. 2 years ago or something. Whenever I bought the shack.
Been gone for nigh on a year. That's the only song that says nigh on. What is it? The Who. A quick one. Oh, mini opera.
Thing. Okay.
Her man's been gone. Sorry.
Okay. So, Nyon, yeah, 2 years ago or so, I was looking for solar panels because I was like, eventually I'm going to need solar in the des. I see this listing on the Craigslist. It's some, I don't know, like warehouse out in the valley. Their shtick is that they take old solar panels off of buildings that are being sold, I guess, and then just sell the solar panels extremely cheap.
Love that.
I think I maybe bought like 10 of them, $10 each, $100 total. 10 solar panels, each of them are like 225 watts or something.
What'd you do with the other ones?
They're still sitting out back. They've been sitting out back for like 2 years because I haven't had it connected to anything, right? And also,
What made you choose 10?
I think it was the illusion of value or whatever. It's not necessarily the illusion. It is sale. A value.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like I could buy one solar panel for $200 or I could buy 10 for $100. Do you know what I mean?
How much did the charger cost?
Well, okay, so the battery that I have that I've been taking to the desert, it's like retails for like $1,500 or $1,450, and I bought it from a dude in a parking lot in Covina for $900.
That is so grift horse. I mean, it's peak grift horse.
I bought it from a dude in a parking lot in Covina for $900. Yes.
So that's free power for the cost of $900. Unlimited free power.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so the solar panels had been sitting there forever. I never hooked them up to anything. I finally got this rechargeable lithium battery. It's one of those EcoFlow ones. And then I was like, okay, let's see. Let's go. Do these panels fucking work? Plugged it in. Gang, they work. Free energy, dude.
Yeah, free energy. And also, you're off grid out at the shack. So really, it's the only available. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these EcoFlow things, you can charge them like anywhere that has an outlet that's connected to the grid, and then it holds that power, and then you can take it to a secondary location and just use it as a battery. You know what I mean?
Right. But you don't want to draw power from anywhere because you have to pay for it. Or
yeah. Exactly.
Maybe go down to the pyramid when they're not looking.
or I could sit outside a Circle K. And just sit on top of the battery for 3 hours while it charges. You know, that
what
doesn't
do you mean
seem...
outside of Circle K?
Well, I'm just like anywhere where there's an unattended outlet.
They have those at Circle K?
I did actually. I made a point of when
who
I went.
Who would know that, gang?
When I went to Circle K.
Have you ever had to plug something in front of a convenience store?
When I went to the Circle K in 29 Palms, last time I was there going to the shack in the desert, I was just like, just out of morbid curiosity, is there an unattended plug out here? And there is, like, next to the red box machine or whatever. So I was like, if worse comes to worse.
You go out there with your curling iron?
I could just sit on top of the battery outside this Circle K for a few hours.
Okie doke.
But I'm saying now I don't need to do that because I've harnessed the power of the sun.
Which is awesome. And it seems like, couldn't you somehow sell that? Like, hey, here's a full solar. You'd have to rent out the battery in order to.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I could. I did.
Okay. So then maybe what are you going to do with those other nine?
I think probably like even if I like, I don't know, you know, if I sold, I think somebody would pay $20
yeah,
each.
Pay it forward. Like, yeah.
So it's like I could, you know, double my nominal amount of money. I'm not trying to gouge anybody, but these things do fucking work.
I'm telling you because. You've got items headed your way. Might want to clear some space.
Got to clear some space.
Megan, thank you so much for being you. All right. So this part of the story isn't funny, but then there's a part of the story that is
that
funny.
That gets funny?
Which,
okay.
Do you want the funny part first so it's not ruined and you can kind of just enjoy it? How do you want it?
I want to wait for the funny part because then that'll be the payoff.
All right. There was a fight. Between girl students at a place called Manual Arts High School here in L.A.
Okay.
And one of them died in the fight.
Yeah, that's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
Right.
I really shouldn't have even brought that up. But I had a note here to myself. All right, so you guys are, this is BTS. You're getting behind the scenes right now.
What's up?
Anyway, so they showed the high school, and then and it said Manual Arts High School, home of the Toilers.
Wait, the mascot is the Toiler.
I guess so.
Wait, what is? I mean, is that even
just have like a Triangle Shirtwaist Factory High School, home of the, you know.
Yeah, toiler, yeah, is a noun form of toil. It's exactly what, yeah, toilers are people who work long and hard. It's not
indoctrinating people into their place in society. You're still in high school, home of the toilers. All right, so, I mean, at some point you might have go, well, why did you bring that up? And I'd say, well, because I saw it on the news because of the fight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, when you, and I'm reading, you know, like about the 1700s, and it's like, you know, the Revolutionary War just transferred power from England to the elite here.
Yeah.
And then they bring over people to be the workers.
The toilers.
And then it's like 300 years later, that's your school, home of the toil. Get used to it.
Well, you know.
You're in the servant class.
A great way to escape toiling. Death.
There you go.
So that could be that could be the bright side a little bit. Did
well,
I ever?
Yeah, and yeah, of course, all thoughts and prayers to the fam and that kind of thing, but home of the toilers.
Home of the toilers. Did I ever tell you what my high school mascot was?
Let me guess. Orchard. What's a scarecrow? Home of the scarecrow.
Honestly, kind of close. Hay balers.
Hay balers. Wow.
Hay balers.
You guys are the hay balers?
As in people who bale hay.
So.
And then the mascot was just like a fucking a dude in overalls holding a pitchfork. And but it was like, and then the original mascot was like, he was kind of like, you know, like a really thin, like kind of like mousy dude holding a pitchfork. And then at some point in the 90s,
they
updated it for the modern world. And so he's all fucking yoked and mad holding a pitchfork.
Right.
Yeah.
He's an outdoorsman.
Yes. Hay balers, they say.
Are you breaking school rules by like learning your way out of the hay baling trade? Like I'm supposed to be a hay baler. What am I doing reading this stuff?
I mean, yeah, there wasn't, yeah, I didn't really jibe with the curriculum very much, I will say. There was actively, you know, like 4-H on the premises. There was all this shit. Like, when I was still in high school.
I'll tell you my mascot, which is maybe the one part of my, those years that I've got no problem with.
Okay.
The Huskies. We're the Huskies.
I mean, that's...
It's so lovable. So how do you root against us? And then Jody, what's her name? Jody, I was going to say Foster. Some girl named Jody who lived down the block around the corner. She got a Husky. She'd bring it to the games.
But I mean, Husky, you know, any dog can go AWOL. Just because it's a dog doesn't inherently mean that it's... You know,
Riff Raff has Huskies, and one of his names for himself is Jody Husky. That girl's name was Jody. I just can't remember her last name. That's pretty weird.
That's pretty
weird. Two Jody Huskies.
That's pretty weird, gang. That's pretty weird.
Thank you for my eBay packages. You sent them to me, of course. You set me up with a store that I got a discount, so I bought the mailers, and they came in 3 color variants. How about that?
I got mine too, yeah.
They're a little small, but that's okay.
We make it work.
Are we mid-show yet? We're just about mid-show if you want to receive.
Oh, we're gonna go outside, check out the merch, come back in, discuss. Is that what's popping off?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back. We're back.
And we're back. Yeah, a true cornucopia of just random shit. We got CD booklets.
Oh, just, you start at the bottom?
You think that's the bottom? Honestly, I think
Well, the booklets filled with CDs.
Yeah, like the CD
sell.
Binders, I guess, is probably
four of them filled with. I mean, I sub I organized all the genres. I gave you a jazz one. I give you a female vocalist one.
We open the trunk. The first thing I see is just a Lilith Fair CD.
Lilith Fair.
Just poking her little head out saying, hi. Those things fucking sell though, dude. CD booklets or CD binders or whatever. I have sold those. I think those will probably be those will probably go first.
Yeah, I think those
Blu-ray players with no cables.
That's a I don't know about that. Sell.
Yeah, 7-11 and when I say no cables, I mean no power cable.
But if you're a power cable hoarder like myself, those are very common power cords. Like if you have anything Sony, it usually fits in anything Sony. A lot of them just pop out the back. I have 3, 4, 5 of those. So for me, it's no big deal to grab something without a cord and power it up. But
I guess I got to get overflow on your level, Kramer.
I just have too much float because I acquired too many DVDs, Blu-rays, and VCRs.
Right.
They don't look good. They take up a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a McDonald's menu. Or any menu.
Or a 7-Up popcorn machine, which you did give me. I can't believe you gave me that 7-Up popcorn machine.
Yeah, that was on the border for a while, but I gave it to because I already have 3 other popcorn machines in my kitchen. So the thing is like I'm moving the cream of the crop from the manor down to the garage. Mm-hmm. So the garage is just something has to give. All that stuff's got to come out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I see my neighbors looking at me side-eyed.
It's got to come out of there, go in the dragmobile, go into my garage. That's the pipeline.
Like I said, right of first refusal. She refused a couple Blu-ray and DVD players.
I did. Because there's still, given the ones that you've brought the other day, the ones you also put in there as a quote unquote surprise, end quote.
Yeah, it's like.
We have about, at least 10 it's different like now the VCR, only way you can DVD, get rid of those Blu-ray players.
Is by going to Wood Grill. And by buying a different kind of one of those. So, yeah, I'm not going to force those on you, but you've got a few of them now.
I do.
So, I don't know if we got to do a summer meetup or something where just everybody brings their spring cleaning. We pile it all up in front of the pyramid and everybody takes what they want.
I mean, that's a good, because, people always do... like clothing swaps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Jump
Why don't
swap.
People do swaps with just anything?
Well, probably because it's like...
a pain in the ass to carry 10.
Yeah, and how do you get everyone... how do you get everyone to do it on the same weekend? That kind of thing.
Sure.
But,
something to think about, though.
That's a component we could add, hey, we're doing a meetup. I'll bring all my stuff. You bring all your stuff. What do you call it? White elephant?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that.
Cut out the middleman. Just have the meetup be in my garage.
I'd love that.
Marin style.
Marin style. The cat farm.
Opa. Marin style.
Opa. Megan.
Howard.
How do I buy... Oh, that's from last week. I might have gone through Home of the Toilers. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a book update.
Okay. I got an Eve Dweeb book update for you, too.
What's that?
T'other day, so I sold, it was like a lot. It was like Borat 2, right? The screenplay and some sort of promotional book that was also like sent for your consideration.
Yeah, I
had that.
I sold that too.
I sold it to some mamaluke who was already being kind of like a little bitch at the beginning where they like lowball me and they're like, you're charging $4 for shipping. It's media mail. It's going to be less than $4.
Yeah.
To which I have to respond and be like, no, media mail default is over $4 now.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
bitch, Mama Luke.
And then Mama Luke accepts the offer. Whatever. I send it to him. And then they email me. They message me yesterday. And they're like, I just got the package and it's just books. Where's the DVD? And I was like, at no point did I say that. There was
a DVD.
This included the movie. Like it said, it like here's the pictures in the listing. Here's the title of the listing.
Right.
It says screenplay promo book.
Right.
But I guess because the name of Borat 2 is Borat's subsequent movie film, this fucking guy thought that somehow it would include the movie film.
I wonder where eBay comes down on that.
To which I was like, I don't even think they made a DVD of it. It's a fucking Amazon movie.
DVD of that? No, I had it as FYC.
As FYC, but it's not like there's, you know, they didn't make, I don't think you go to Best Buy and buy fucking Borat 2. You know what I'm saying?
Remember those days, gang? Going to Best Buy to pick up a copy of Old School.
Hall Pass.
Hall Pass.
All my favorite. Euro Trip.
Euro Trip. Road Trip. Old School's actually good. I liked it. Frank the Tank. All right.
Come on.
How did you get us to over there?
Because I was just giving you an Ebe Dweeb story. Yeah, about selling a book to a man who thought it would be a movie.
A movie. All right. So, check out Megan's appearance, you guys, on Who Charted. She's on there a couple weeks ago. Setting us straight. This is Grisham versus Melville. Because I was talking about how I tried to read the Grisham book, mm-hmm. and there was like no words in there that could slow down anyone past second grade. It was just devoid of any kind of
zhuzh.
Yeah. You just like, you look at the page and I say, find the weirdest word. And it would be like
litigator
or adverse conditions, something like that. So then you go over to Moby Dick, the greatest sea story ever told before, of course, Jaws was released. But that's movie versus book. We won't go into that.
Although they did make a book version of Jaws.
The book came first, but it is nowhere near Moby Dick. The book was improved by Steven Spielberg.
Got it.
What's his thanks? His daughter does porn.
Steven Spielberg's daughter does pornography?
He had an adopted daughter that said she was going into porn or something. I thought about it the other night when I couldn't fall asleep, and I was like, Steven, he doesn't deserve this. Doesn't. Steven. But then you go, how much was he around? Movie to movie. So we don't know. But anyway.
Something to think about.
If you read, I should have brought it, but if you read Moby Dick, it's like, I mean, there's more going on in a paragraph there than is. I would say the entire Grisham book, like not even just a chapter.
Just all as far as this, 238 like, pages or whatever.
Yeah, like Moby Dick has short chapters and you finish them and you're like, oh my God, it's just like astonishing. Like no wonder 200 years later. I mean, no wonder. It's just like,
no wonder I'm sitting here reading this shit 200 years later.
It's dense and rich. It's kind of like Deadwood. Like, you got to go over it again to even realize, like, how much ass he's kicking.
Okay.
And, I mean, we haven't even gotten on the boat yet. He's just setting
We're
up.
Not even on the boat
We're
yet,
We're not
he
even
says.
On the boat yet, gang. I mean, like, Jaws is great that way, too. It's very compelling before they ever get on the boat. This is just like, he goes to an inn. He's got to share a room with Queequeg, the harpooner, who's mm-hmm. a cannibal. I mean, they take their time through it like you wouldn't believe. He spent like 5-6 pages just going like, wait, who is this guy? I don't want to room with him. Should I room with him? Should I go sleep outside? Like, it's just the dense. And then you go over to the Grisham. And it's like, he walked over to the closet across the rug to the dresser.
Edward opened the closet. He looked for his jacket. He put his jacket on and went outside into the brisk night.
There's different points in my life where I've lost faith in the American concept somewhat. Or what is this really? Like, you know, you break away from what they're teaching you in grammar school and you go, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that moment in my adult life as come as shiveringly. I got no lyrics. I got no
lyrics.
Sunday morning. I should be listening to Dolly, not broadcasting. But I forgot.
I mean, maybe Grisham is simplistic because he writes in the same way that Dan Brown does. Which is via dictation.
Is that how they do it?
Did you know that Dan Brown writes his books by speaking them?
That makes sense. And only once, and he doesn't go back over them? I don't even know who that, like, what's his name?
Dan Brown is the Da Vinci Code guy.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. It's just like off the top of his head. Well, the Deadwood guy, David Milch, he used to lay on a pillow and he's just spouting the dialogue and he's got like PAs back there typing it.
It's giving shades of Rubin, to be honest.
Rick Rubin?
Laying down and having somebody do the work for you.
Whoa. Whoa.
It's giving Rubin, dude. It's giving Rubin a little bit.
Gang, put even on like one of the obvious ones, like Blood Sugar Sex Magic. Just start the album and you're just like, this thing is popping. That thing. I mean, they're up in a mansion recording it live. I mean, that thing was popping. The captured the band.
Where were you? Where were you when you found out that Gus Van Sant took the cover image of Blood Sugar Sex Magic?
Oh, he took the picture?
Yes.
I was sitting on your couch right here.
Did you? Isn't that insane?
Why?
I didn't learn that until I was like 35 or something. Why is that insane?
Oh, just because, like, no way, really?
Yeah.
What, he was like an amateur photographer? Or
no, he had already made movies.
And
it's just like Gus Van Sant
and
fucking Blood Sugar Sex Magic. It's just
I don't know that much
about, you know what
Gus
I'm saying?
Gus Van Sant, to be honest.
Okay. But,
I mean, when you say Van Sant, I'm thinking Lynyrd Skynyrd.
No, Van Sant. Gus Van Sant, filmmaker.
I know, but it's
drugstore
like.
Drugstore Cowboy.
Drugstore Cowboy, I liked. What else did he do? Wait, what was the other one?
What?
You just named two.
No, I didn't name two.
Oh,
what, he's done Last Days.
Yeah, that. I don't know.
Fuck, what the?
Drugstore Cowboy, I get, because you smoke pot. You're like, don't leave the hat on the bed. It's bad luck. Don't do it. Oh, she left the hat on the bed, Matt Dillon. That's in
Drugstore Cowboy.
That's the part I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, gang, I've never been more scared from America. For America.
From America. I'm a scared of Americans. I'm a scared of Americans. You're scared
Jesus
for...
And Mary Chain have a new song about Americans. Check it out.
You're saying that you're scared for America, but all these novels are from like 1992, dude.
Oh, but it's like, wasn't like America runs on that stuff, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Every power broker... Every guy in, like, the airport lounge was, like, reading those Grisham books.
Yeah, well, I mean, my mother would read them. My grandfather would read them. It's just, like, yeah, it's drugstore literature. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because I could never follow mystery plots, like, because I just don't care.
Yeah.
So I was always just, like, it's just one of those things, like, I'm supposed to be into those. Those are supposed to be good. Then you look at them, I'm just like, I can't even believe a first grader would buy into this shit.
Is anyone like suffering under the delusion that it's good, though? I think it's because
I have gaps, because I'm like, I'm more just into music. And so I don't know about like, I have gaps with books, like especially nonfiction. I have like real big gaps.
Well, but I mean, like reading like a Grisham or a Dan Brown or something, that's like the reading equivalent of just watching
Steve Martini.
Or Steve Martini, yes.
I know the name.
Or
names.
Like Sue Grafton or like whatever.
Right.
It's just the book version of like watching 911 Lone Star or
some
shit.
Oh, okay. It's ultimate basic trash.
Yeah.
It's not like really that respected. By them, it is. It's like Stephen King's better than Grisham, right?
Yes, he is.
But I've never heard people go like, this stuff actually really sucks. Like it's like,
I don't think anybody thinks about it enough to care to like critically analyze it or whatever.
It's like a newspaper article. Like you just read it to get what's in it.
Like, why would you critically analyze Grey's Anatomy or some shit? It's like, what, you know
I'm
what
just
I mean?
Telling you, I guess I had fresh eyes on it for never knowing what it was and looking at it. I'm like, they took out every word that might slow down a first grader.
Well, you know, they might also do that, too, so you read them faster.
Right.
The faster you read them, the more you buy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then also it's like a big word can really mess somebody up. Like, it's like they don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it for learning Spanish. It's like I'm doing great. I know what they're saying. And then all of a sudden, what's that?
Mm.
Despegege. I forget what that is.
Despegege.
Or
says.
Whatever. You know, like.
The fuck?
They have despegege or something. It's really, learning a language is hard when you're not talking to people that much.
Yeah.
So troglodyte, learning language, tough thing. Shout out to you, Megan.
Shout out to you, Howard.
Let's vamp now. We got an Andy Rooney style. We got to tie it together with some type of...
Some sort of...
Tongue-in-cheek rant.
Or some sort of homespun wisdom. Homespun something wisdom. Like that.
Andy, who would you rather listen to longer? Lake Wobegon or Andy Rooney?
Garrison Keillor or Andy Rooney, 100%.
Because he's got the anger part of him.
Yeah, I mean, Andy Rooney was he's the GOAT, dude. He's the GOAT of righteous indignation.
What about Ed Anger from Weekly World News? What about
Kenneth Anger? You know what I mean?
Yeah, what about Morton Downey Jr.?
Oof. Yeah, he was a good one. No, I would still say Rooney, dude.
What about Buffalo Bill, played by Dabney Coleman?
No, I think I would still say Andy Rooney, dude.
Shout out to Rooney. Shout out to Rooney. Carrying those guys for years.
What, like the guy with the earring? The other guy?
Oh, yeah. Ed Bradley, Morley Safer.
Ed Bradley
spoke at my twin sister's graduation at the University of Delaware at Newark.
Was he a graduate of the University of Delaware at Newark?
I believe so.
Okay, then that tracks. What sort of wisdom did he have to impart?
None. The only person with any wisdom that ever lived in Delaware was Bob Marley. Pre-fame, his mom was working as a maid or a hotel. He worked at an auto plant.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if that worked out, they offered him good benefits or something, and he didn't go back to Jamaica to spearhead a genre? Speaking of which, you want to have a great Sunday? I'm doing Dolly in the AM, Peter Tosh PM.
Okay.
That's pretty good for a Sunday. I mean, top that Sunday-wise.
What are you listening to this on, by the way?
I got a JBL mint-colored speaker.
Okay. You doing like the Bluetooth situation?
Yeah, I connect my Bluetooth. Take a walk around the block. Should I bring my phone? That's going to make me reconnect my Bluetooth when I get back to the manor. No, don't bring your phone. Who wants to do that bullshit? If you don't bring your phone...
Sometimes you come across something in the wild. You don't know, should I take this?
Right.
Is there worth to it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I need a burner phone just for my tunes.
Wait, I thought you got a burner phone.
Oh, yeah, I should use that burner phone. Can I install iTunes on there?
No, I don't think so. It's like an Android.
Oh, it's a can of it.
Yeah.
I'll probably give it to you to sell in a couple weeks.
Love that.
There's more coming your way, by the way. I'm
already sort of reaching critical mass with the garage as it is.
I know.
Although maybe that'll be a good thing for me, and because if you're pushing this shit into my garage, then I got to push shit out of it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you can just price shit to sell. Like I gave her. I mean, how I probably gave you like 300-400 CDs there, all like you told me those books sell.
They do. You've never sold the books before?
I didn't. I'm too lazy. I won't do it.
The books are great, too, because they're the perfect size to fit in one of those flat rate, medium size priority mail like boxes.
So you just take a few picks.
You just throw a few picks up. I don't even put like, I'll say, you know, I just said like, look at the pictures. I'm not even going to write down like every single fucking artist.
You know what? It serves me right.
You want them back?
No. It's a gift to you. I'm not taking it back.
Appreciate that.
You know what I mean? Treat me to some French fries. We'll get some sauces. It doesn't take much for me to be happy, except it's hard to be fully happy.
Well, you're almost, you're one step closer to happiness. You got a Colgate Optic White, dude.
Yeah.
That's not fucking, listen, dude, that's not AIM, okay? That's not like Prel or whatever. This is fucking, this is top of the line, dude.
Yeah, no, this is, this
is. Look at the box is shiny, bro.
The box will be kept.
We don't need to keep the box. No, it's been sullied by the CVS sticker.
No, the box takes no room up. It takes no room up.
But when we got, you know, 200 boxes, then we're taking up room, bro.
No, because I'm going to fold the box.
I know. Even when it's folded, though, I mean, you just box.
That one is something that has pleasantly surprised me in the other direction.
How little folded boxes take up?
Yeah. I mean, it's nuts. I've got a bag that's filled with other bags. A lot of people have that. But
sure.
With mine, it's all choice packaging. You truly wouldn't believe. I mean, it really. Okay. You know how all living things age and die, but like lobsters don't for some reason? Uh-huh. That whole thing?
Yeah.
The garage is a living thing because it can only get so full. With this bags and this packaging, you would be blown away if I brought some over. How much just, it's just like a clown car. It just keeps going in.
Well, then that begs the question, why don't you bring some over?
All right, I will.
All right. Well, that's something to look forward to. Folks, what are you looking forward to? Send us an email, grifthorsepod@gmail.com.
She just definitely closed out this session like I was a client and she was a therapist. Well, you've got your toothpaste to look forward to, and that looks like we're done here. I don't blame you at all. I don't blame you at all. Shout out to you and everybody else. Talk to us. Do you want another meetup? Do you want to bring your junk by if you're in the SoCal area? Let us know how that sits with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your experiences with Grisham.
Have you harnessed the power of solar in your own life? Because that's the thing, too. I mean, I think I'm going to start. I'm using the panel. You know what
it
I mean?
It looks like we're out of time.
but there's not, even though I'm, you know, technically doing it to go off grid or whatever, there's nothing stopping me from using this battery in my own home.
Right.
Because that's just free power, dude.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I could be saving, you know, if I start just like exclusively charging my phone on that brick or whatever. I might be saving a couple bucks a month or some shit.
So if people
adds up.
If people can find a good deal, a guy in a parking lot in Covina or whatever, to get a battery, you've got panels for them if they need, if they're in the SoCal area.
Mm-hmm. Something to think about.
Shout out to that. Shout out to you. And I hope the weather's warming up in your area as well. We will see you
right here next week on Grift Horse.